page 87, track 28. Number 1.
Shh! I'm sleeping. The park is a perfect place to relax and sleep for a few minutes.
Number 2. I love the park. My friends and I always go to the park to relax. We sit on the grass and take photos. Here I am with 3 other friends. We're looking at Karen's cell phone. The photo's so funny. Number 3.
Hi, I'm Clive. Here I am in the photograph with my friends. We are eating and talking together in Phil's house.
Number 4.
Selfie! We also love taking photographs. This is my friend's living room.
Number 5.
Kelly likes to go to the park with her boyfriend Joe. Apparently, they go to the park to study, but they're chatting on their tablets more than studying. Kelly is so happy.
Number 6.
We love to relax as a family at home. We often relax in the living room. I study for my postgraduate degree. My husband sits on the sofa with our daughter, and they watch videos on the computer.
Number 7.
Hi, I am Trayvon. I like to go to the park with my friend Dave. We walk, study, and play sports. Here, we are walking in the park. Dave has his books because he likes to study.
Number 8.
Maxie is my daughter's best friend in the whole world. He is with her all the time. She loves to kiss him with his long blonde hair and big teeth. Look at his eyes. His eyes are closed. They're on the sofa in this picture.
Number 9. Sophie and Jackie love to practice sports every day. In fact, they're in the school soccer team. They're very passionate about soccer, as you can see in the picture. Sophie is the girl in white with the ball. She's my daughter. Number 10.
Hi, Kelly is my best friend in the world. If I'm worried or sad, or I have a problem, I always have a coffee with her in her living room. And we talk. We talk and talk and talk. And after our conversation, I always feel better.
Number 11.
Jamie and Lucy are exercise freaks. Every morning, they run 8 or 10 kilometers in the city park. They also run marathons.
Number 12.
Sandra loves her little girl, Wendy. She reads her stories every day. Here, they're in the living room at home, reading another interesting fairy tale. Look at little Wendy. She's so happy with the big book.